Welcome to The Jump, everyone. I am Rachel Nichols, alongside, at least kind of, a couple NBA champions, Richard Jefferson, Kendrick Perkins. We got a jam-packed show today, gentlemen. Former NBA All-Star Richard's ex-teammate Kenyon Martin is joining The Jump along with platinum-selling recording artist Jadakiss. We're having a great conversation. They got a new podcast together. We'll talk a little Knicks Nets. Kmart's going to talk about the advice he gives to his son, who is, of course, a rookie with the Rockets. First, though, Kevin Durant participating in a solo workout before Knicks Nets last night. Steve Nash said he hopes to get KD back in the lineup this week. That's not set in stone, but we could see him as soon as tomorrow. Just 4 minutes into the first quarter last night, though, we had James Harden leaving the game, re-aggravating that right hamstring injury. Remember, it kept him out of action for the last two games. He did not return last night. Unclear if he will be back tomorrow or how long he might be out. The Nets did escape with a two-point win over the Knicks, thanks to Kyrie. Highlights like you saw at the top of the show, that created a 40-piece. They're now 23-6 with at least two of their stars in the lineup since Harden was acquired. So, Richard, are the Nets good enough to weather the injuries they're dealing with? Or does this time lost, is it going to have an effect that we see come back to haunt them in the playoffs?
Well, that's based off the superstars. You see, when they have one or two, they're very, very good. When they have three, obviously, they're going to be stars. But ultimately, I think they have weathered these injuries. And it's sad that James Harden, literally the game before he's before Kevin Durant is possibly about to come back, is when he goes out with a hamstring injury.
I mean, look, they are going to weather the injuries in the regular season. But I do have concerns because the playoffs are in the near future, and one thing that you have to have is chemistry. We all know that James Harden and Kyrie and KD could go out there and get buckets at any given time, but the chemistry is for the others, how they're going to fit in. Because I'm watching Jeff Green, who's playing phenomenal right now. Joe Buckets, Joe Harris, whatever you want to call him, he's putting in work right now. So to have the big three all together at one time is going to affect the others. I want to see how that's going to be because you need the chemistry. You need guys being stars in their role, knowing when they're going to get the ball, knowing how to play off the ball, knowing each other, knowing guys' tendencies and things of that nature. So the way that the Bucks are playing right now, the way that the 76ers are looking, I mean, you know, they have to have their chemistry because the Nets are not a clear-cut favorite to come out of the Eastern Conference.
Well, Kendrick, is a good point about the other guys on the team, right? Because I keep falling back on Kevin Durant, look, and James Harden. They've still got chemistry from back when you played with them in Oklahoma City. They have a long history together to know how each other played. But the fact is, the other guys maybe don't. And when you look at these numbers, remember, James Harden was traded January 14th. Today is April 6th. They have only played 7 games together, Richard. And I don't know if as long as they're all playing for that 1 month of conference finals, they're good, but I don't know.
Well, and I agree with what Perk is saying. Like, but the teams that he said they wouldn't possibly play until the conference finals
That's
or the conference
semi. Yeah, just that last month.
So you would, yeah. So the goal is that you would want them to play 5-10 games together at the end of the season. You want everybody to be healthy. And even let's say the first round, they play 5 games. Okay, well, that now you're talking about 10-15 games of just consistent grouping. But there's been the same thing, similar things that happened in Philly. Now, I know they have, you know, they've had continuity because those group guys have been together. But, you know, Joel Embiid has missed the last month. So I think they need to get their chemistry and get back to their rhythm, not necessarily chemistry. So I think a lot of teams are dealing with this. Same with the Lakers.
Yeah, no, that is certainly true. We will see how long James Harden is out for. I do want to show you quick, though, the reaction Julius Randle's son had to last night's two-point loss for the Knicks. Take a look here.
You hate who?
I hate those.
You hate them?
Yeah.
It's okay.
I mean,
oh my God.
Very sweet and sad. We've all been there, kid.
Oh.
Any silver linings, Perk, for last night for Julius Randle's son?
I mean, hey, look, you love to see the passion, but one thing it's telling me is that Julius Randle was talking about how much he wanted this win in his household. Because if his little boy was that emotional, I'm pretty sure it hurt Julius Randle. But yeah, look, the Knicks competed. Right now, I mean, I have really nothing negative to say about the Knicks. They are playing inspiring, winning basketball. The only thing that I could say that separated them from the Nets last night is that the Nets had a closer and the Knicks didn't. Kyrie Irving closed the game, and I don't know who you go to down the stretch to close the game for the New York Knicks. That's the only concern that I have.
And Rachel, we were talking earlier, and I stand, like, I know this is going to blow a lot of people's minds, but, like, I think the Knicks are a very good team. There were multiple times where they could have kind of packed it in or kind of let their guard down, but they play great defense late in the game. They're one of the best defensive teams in the league, and it's impressive the way Tom Thibodeau has them playing, and then all of the guys have bought in. Julius Randle almost put up a 15-15-15 last night, but, you know, I think, and this is going to blow everybody's mind because I'm going to say something positive about the Knicks, they are one player away, but I'm not talking about, like, a good player. I'm talking about if they added a great player or a very high level player, I think that this team, not championship, but they could be a force in the Eastern Conference.
Okay, so is that one player, someone? Because your point about a closer perk is you can't really ask Julius Randle to do that just positionally and kind of the kind of player he is, right? That you want, who,
right.
What kind of guy do you want to see?
I mean, you want to see a guy like Bradley Beal, a guy that could erupt for 20 to 25 points in a quarter, or take over a fourth quarter where you run off 15 straight. I mean, in the perfect world, you would like to see a LeBron James on this New York Knicks team, but you're not going to see it. But that's the type of talent that you need. You need a guy that,
I'm just saying, RJ. Look what you did to Richard.
I know, but Rachel, you know I'm not.
I was with you with the Bradley Beal.
I'm not saying.
Once you're like, they need like a Magic Johnson. They need a Magic Johnson.
I said in a perfect world, man. Can you look? Don't start the crying and whining today, okay? Because if you're gonna do that, what are the babies gonna do? Okay,
what
are
the babies
gonna do if you're gonna be crying and whining?
We saw what the babies did. I think there were plenty of silver linings for Knicks fans last night to compete with a team that is considered one of the chief contenders for the NBA title, to compete as hard as they did.
That video is amazing.
I think, again, and Richard, you're right. We talked about that on the phone this morning. This team, they're not just, I think fans would have been fine if this team had just been solid this year, right? Thank God. We have a functioning team. It's solid. We can invest. We can believe in these guys. They've been way better than solid. And I think that you saw that last night. And it is really not only great news for Knicks fans going forward, it's great news for Knicks fans right now, this year, and that's pretty cool. All right, I want to check out today's team goals brought to you by NerdWallet. The Mavericks won their fifth straight game after beating the Jazz last night. It snapped the Jazz's 9-game win streak in the process. Luka had 31, 9, and 8. Dorian Finney-Smith, 23 points. Richard, these guys are getting dangerous, right?
Oh, I think they're very dangerous. But now this is the issue with, like, when you're talking about the postseason.
Yep.
Right? Like, right now the Mavericks would have to go against the Clippers. And to me, yeah.
Suns,
just,
the moment. Or,
excuse
me,
Suns, excuse me. I'm sorry, the Mavericks, it's the glare. The Mavericks would have to go against the Suns, excuse me. Now, my only issue with the Mavericks is that if you haven't played great basketball consistently, once you get to the postseason, then you have to play very, very good basketball consistently. So are they dangerous? Yes, but are they a force? Not quite yet.
Well, I beg to differ, and I want to apologize to all the Mavs fans, but y'all have to be realistic. Luka did not start the season off playing well. He was out of shape, but now he's playing like the Luka that we thought he was going to be, an MVP-type player, and he's unguardable. What he's been doing these past couple of weeks, putting up big numbers on the road, going to beat a Boston Celtics team that has supposedly, quote-unquote, elite defenders, and he tore them up in the Garden. Going back to, you know, just traveling on the road on a 5-game winning streak and getting this huge win last night against a red-hot Utah Jazz team that plays exceptionally well on the defensive end without Porzingis, and they have one key guy to me, one key guy that don't get enough recognition, and that's Brunson. Brunson is a force. He has ice in his veins. He's not afraid of the big moment. He can play with or without Luka. He can play with or without the basketball. He's feisty on the defensive end. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. And I know everyone was talking about, including myself, how they was going to miss Seth Curry. Mm-hmm. But I think they got rid of Seth Curry to let Jalen Brunson go out there and be who he is right now. And he's being an unsung hero.
Yeah, and look, he missed time in the front half of this season, and I think that was a little overlooked about what some of their early struggles were. They've played so well with him that when they don't have him, it makes an impact, and he has, of course, been doing that, as you point out, Perk, these last few weeks. All right, coming up, guys, ESPN.com ranked the 25 players under the age of 25. Kendrick Perkins would like to make some alterations to that list. We will discuss next. Devin Booker, let's talk about him. Made our researcher Michael Schwartz, our resident Suns fan, extremely happy last night. Check back into the game with 7 minutes left. The Suns were down by 3 to the Rockets at that point. But Booker went on a personal 10-0 run, scored 18 fourth quarter points, led Phoenix to the win. The Suns have now won 27 of their last 33, guys, our insiders here at ESPN. They put together a list of their top 25 players under 25 based on future potential. Devin Booker ranked 8th on that list behind Luka, Zion, LaMelo, Mitchell, Tatum, D-Fox, and Ben Simmons. For reference, Book is 24 years old. He turns 25 this October. So, Perk, do you agree with the ESPN.com crew? Do you think that Booker's ranking is accurate here?
Hell no. It's far from accurate. He should be top 5. All right? I'm tired of the disrespect, and they need to put some respect on Devin Booker's name. I'm tired of the all-star snubs where he's a replacement because someone is injured. Listen, this guy is a walking bucket. One of the most prolific, efficient scorers in the game today. He's averaging 25 points, almost shooting 50% from the field, and their team is number 2 in the Western Conference. Like, every single year, he keeps getting better. He's averaged over 24 points for over 4 seasons. The only other 2 players to do that was Kevin Durant and LeBron James. He should be ranked high. I'm tired of Devin Booker getting overlooked and disrespected. Please, put some respect on this man's name.
Well, I don't get as fired up about like numbers and rankings like this. I'd look at that list and they say potential. And I think Devin Booker is hitting his actual potential. But if you're looking at potential, you're also looking at potential growth, right? I think De'Aaron Fox made great jumps, like Ben Simmons. Like, this is a list. And it's just like anything, an all-star game, who should be in it, who should be out. But I say part of the reason why Devin Booker is in that position that he is in right now is because of Chris Paul. Not that we're going to go back to the last conversation we were just having about him being the second best player on his team. Yeah, he's the leading scorer. He should have been an all-star. But Chris Paul is the reason why this team is number 2 in his leadership. So I think some of the disrespect is because the credit has been given to his teammate. So I don't know if that's entirely disrespectful.
Hold on, RJ. Did the Suns not run off 8 or 9 in a row last year in the bubble without Chris Paul? There had to be some type of eye candy for Chris Paul to want to come and join him.
And we saw a lot of anomalies in the bubble. We saw a lot of anomalies in the bubble. Look, you'll give them credit. These guys were literally playing for their lives, and you give them credit for that. But I'm sorry. If you take Chris, that exact same team last year, they would be right back in the lottery. That exact same team that just went 8-0 in the bubble.
But RJ, you talk about potential. He's 24 years old, okay? And you're talking about potential. He's not going to reach his prime till he's 27, right? When you reach your prime, it's between the ages of 27
and 33. Tell people to stop calling you, Perk. Tell people to stop calling you. Put it on airplane mode.
They're calling me and telling me how right I am right now. They're telling me how I'm speaking the gospel. That's why people FaceTiming me.
Richard, you said anomalies in the bubble, and all I could think of was you. So I'm off track anyway. coming up, Richard's former teammate is going to join us. This is really, really fun. Kenyon Martin, ooh, rapper Jadakiss, joining the show to talk about their podcast, their take on the current Nets. Kenyon's going to share what it was like to be Richard's teammate, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Keep it locked on the Jump. Welcome back. We're about to show you our visit with former NBA All-Star Kenyon Martin and his podcast co-host, platinum-selling artist Jadakiss. But just beforehand, I do want to note that when we tape this, news of Jada's close friend DMX going on life support that had yet to be released. The two were, of course, part of the legendary hip-hop crew, the Rough Riders. We know Jada's thoughts and prayers are with DMX and his family as he fights for his life, and ours, of course, are as well. And now, here's our conversation. Enjoy. I am now joined by the co-host of the Neat and Unfiltered show on the Basketball News Podcast Network, 15-year NBA vet, and more importantly, someone who put up with Richard Jefferson for a long time, Mr. Kenyon Martin, and of course, platinum-selling recording artist Jadakiss. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having us.
Kenyon, you're very brave to go anywhere near where Richard is. I do love the fact that you two, though, with Jadakiss, joined forces to create a podcast for hoop heads. What inspired you, Kenyon, to get into the podcast game, and why was Jada at the top of your co-host wish list?
Well, actually, I'm saying you guys started my my TV career.
Yes, we did.
You know what I'm saying? So me being on you guys' show just sparked an interest. Me wanting to have a platform where I could voice my opinion, give my two cents. And me and Kiss had did some things together over All-Star Weekend in Chicago, and it just came organically.
Okay, real quick, I just got to air some beef. One, Jada, I'm still upset about the remix to the to why I'm upset about that, because you talked about the 04 team getting blown out.
The U.S. Olympic team?
The U.S. Olympic team getting blown out, and part of that reason was because Kenyon said he wasn't coming. So I just wanted to get that out.
I had nothing to do with that. It was just current events. You know, I love sports, and it was current events. It wasn't a personal jab.
No. I didn't take it as a personal jab. I was just glad that a team I was on got mentioned in one of your songs. But, you know, what are you guys going to talk about? Obviously, like, hip-hop, you know, music, and then you talk about basketball. Like, the cultures are just blended together. So give us an idea of some of the things that you guys want to discuss, some of the things that you guys want to talk about.
Just sports, definitely hooping. You know, we both fathers, both got kids. We both deal with real life issues. And I think Kay is becoming a great, he's getting great at it.
I've been watching a lot of RJ.
Don't do that, Kenyon. You are hilarious.
I'm one mistake from just being a pure podcaster.
it's a really thin, thin bubble, too. And Jada, I love how involved you've been in the NBA going way back. Our greatest living American, Allen Iverson, of course, those old Reebok ads you did with AI. Can you tell me anything from that and just what sparked your passion for basketball there?
I love playing ball. You know, I play high school ball. I grew up watching AI get busy in Georgetown. And then when he made it to the league, when he called me to do the commercial, it was like a no-brainer. Once we met, we clicked up. We was like brothers. We stayed in touch ever since. And that campaign and that commercial really left a mark on the world that I didn't think, you know, I thought it was just some regular, just another gig for a rapper with a ball player, but it turned out to be a piece of history.
Absolutely. First of all, anything with Allen Iverson is a piece of history. I'm just going to get that out there. Since we do have two former Nets here right now, I want to get your guys' thoughts on the Nets' new look roster. Of course, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kenyon, I'm just listing off all-star after all-star as I go here. How do you feel about these guys coming together in Brooklyn to make a run at the title?
It looks great on paper. Well, we'll see. They have to come together and play together. I think if they can get good production collectively with LaMarcus and Blake and DeAndre at the five, I think they'll be good. Because we know what those other guys are going to do. I'm pretty sure the main focus is in KD healthy right now. But it's good to see the Nets relevant again.
Yeah. Now, Kenyon, you know, they're going to break every record that we were ever a part of.
It was cool.
We'll see.
I just want to ask Jada this. If the Knicks and Nets are playing, and Kenyon, you played for both, but I'm still going to count you as a Net. If the Knicks and Nets are playing, who you got, Jada?
I got the Knicks.
Oh.
You know, I grew up I grew
he's
up
being
a
politically
Knicks fan.
Correct right now. He's being politically correct
you know,
right now. That's all.
But we all know that's not going to happen. So when it comes to the come down, I have to represent the city.
Okay.
And it's going to be the Brooklyn Nets.
All right. All right.
They could.
The Knicks looking good this year. Yeah, the Knicks.
Yeah, because the last time they met, in the playoffs, RJ, what happened?
We swept them. It wasn't pretty. It was honestly, it was a quick four.
And that was unfair, man.
Kenyon backed me up on this. So I got heat because I said we used to destroy the Knicks and then go destroy their town. Kenyon, how did we used to destroy New York City after we beat the Knicks?
Anyway, we took pride in it. We took pride in it.
They didn't like to hear it.
Not at all. And I tell anybody, like, of course I played for the Knicks after the fact, but them 4 years, listen, we had the Knicks number, and it was icing on the cake to play them in the playoffs and to do the way we did them and to have the fans in the garden chanting for us, don't get no better than
nope.
That.
Nope.
Kenyon, well, I was a super team before super teams, though. That was cheap. That was unfair.
I want to talk about one guy on another team in particular, your son, Kenyon Martin Jr., of course, in his rookie year with the Rockets. We've already seen some killer plays from him. We got the throwdown against the Hawks. You tweeted in response to that highlight. You said, KJ jumps much higher than I ever could. So we tried to fact check that with Richard, considering all the things you did back in your day as the number one overall pick. Richard, tell me, was he correct?
This is what I'm going to say. This was part of my problem, and I'm going to say it's why I was never an all-star. I was one of the most athletic people on the planet, and I was never the most athletic guy on my team because it went Kenyon Martin, then it went Vince Carter. So it was like, oh, Richard, that was a cool dunk, but did you see what Kenyon did? So, like, I had to live in the shadows, and I was okay because I had good vets. But, yeah, I don't know if young KJ got more hops than you, though.
I don't know. What's the best advice you've given your son, Kenyon?
The best advice, just learn how to play the game.
Okay.
Off the floor, it had nothing to do with basketball. I'm just learning how to play the game off the floor. You have a long career because basketball is going to take care of itself. Just always remain professional, always remain having fun. But yeah, so learn to play the game off the floor and continue to grow, man. And he's in a great place. He's in a great situation where he's getting minutes now. So and I'm excited. I'm a proud papa.
Thank you so much for being here, Kenyon. Everyone,
thank
check
you.
Out the Neat and Unfiltered podcast.
Can't wait to come on, guys.
Kmart, Jada,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Big thanks to Kmart and Jada for chopping it up with us. Coming up, college point god Io Dosumogo from the University of Illinois stopping by, making a very important announcement. Keep it locked on the Jump. Welcome back to The Jump. We are now joined by the winner of the 2021 Bob Cousy Award for college basketball's best point guard. Oh, yes, Io Dosumu from the University of Illinois. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on all your success this past year in college. But you're here to talk about your future. What can you tell us?
Thank you. First, I want to thank you guys for having me. I watch The Jump almost every day. And for you guys taking the time out to, you know, allow me to come join you guys today, I want to thank you guys for that.
We're thrilled to have you.
With that being said, I'll be declaring for the 2021 NBA draft. Woo! I will hire the agent.
Congratulations. Big moment.
Thank you.
What is the potential of being drafted? The draft is at the end of July, July 29th. What is that going to mean for you and your family?
It's going to mean the world to me and my family. We put so much work in. You know, I'm excited just, you know, telling you guys, telling the world that I'll be, you know, entering my name into the draft. We work so hard. I put so much work into my game. So to know that, you know, July 29th, my dreams become true. It just fuels me more each and every day to get better and keep working.
Okay, now I'm gonna ask you some tough questions that they asked me, but not Perk. They didn't ask Perk during the draft. But one, my first question is, you know, what makes you think that you're ready to play in the NBA? That's one. And then secondly, are you trying, or like when you're trying to kind of evaluate this decision, is this based off of lifestyle or where you want to go and like accomplish as a basketball player? Because a lot of players, they love the lifestyle that the NBA offers, but they don't necessarily understand the work that goes into it.
Yeah, definitely. What makes me think that I'm ready for the the NBA is, you know, last year I went through the draft process and I got so much feedback from, you know, nearly almost every NBA team. And I just wanted to turn, you know, what they said, the constructive criticism. And I just worked it. I worked at it. You know, I improved on pretty much all of my offensive and defensive stats and my body. I gained, you know, 7-8 pounds. You know, shout out to Coach Fletch. We put a lot of work into the weight room. My coaches, they helped me each and every day, long nights in the gym. And I just think I see the game better. I see the game much differently, you know, being a junior, being 21 years old. And putting so much work into my film, that's what makes me believe that, you know, I'm ready for the NBA. And to answer your second question, no, I don't think it's a lifestyle. I think it's something that I wanted to do since I was a kid. I put so much work into my game. I'm at a young age, and so many long hours, long nights, and even, you know, these 3 years at Illinois, so many film sessions with my teammates and all my coaching staff. So, yeah, so I don't think it's a lifestyle. I think it's just, you know, the passion and the mindset of me, you know, just want to be great and play against the best players in the world.
That's a good answer. That's a
very good answer.
That's a really, like, whoever prepped you. Yeah, whoever prepped you, Perk didn't have that type of prep.
He's already starting off in the right direction. His mind is right. He got the right attire on. He's business. He's about his business. Chi-Town boy, don't play a country boy. Nothing, okay? We already know this.
My family doesn't play that.
Hey, Ayo, I'm a big fan. I used to watch all the Illinois game. I can't say the same for Richard Jefferson. I know Rachel did, but Richard is just diehard Arizona Wildcats. That's all he watched. Rachel, you know, she...
I went to college in Illinois. I keep tabs on U of I, absolutely.
I know, because it was in the same conference. I get it, right?
Yep.
But, Ayo, I think that your game mimics Dennis Schroeder. I think you're a bigger version of Dennis Schroeder, more athletic. But if you had to pick one player in the NBA that you idolize, which player is that you would want to idolize and mimic your game after?
I like try to take my game from a lot of different, you know, point guards. I wouldn't say it's one player that I just look at. I like try to study, you know, numerous point guards. You know, I love watching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, because we have about the same measurements, the wingspan, the height. You know, the way he plays in pick and roll, you know, I enjoy watching him. I also enjoy watching Jrue Holiday, the way he's a two-way point guard. You know, he's 6'4", he can score, he can pass it. He does great in pick and roll reads, and he's tenacious on the defensive end as a guard. So I like to try to watch those two players. I try to pride myself on being a complete player, doing rebounding, scoring, facilitating, you know, doing whatever it takes to help my team win. I think Jrue Holiday is a prime example of that at the guard position.
I love hearing that. I always say on this show, being a two-way player, they play basketball on both sides of the court. Everyone should be a two-way player. So thank you for saying that.
They make a lot of money, too.
I hear about you. I hear you're an ultra-competitive gamer also, especially on 2K. And ESPN, as you know, during the break, we televised the 2K tournament of all NBA players. Now, Devin Booker beat DeAndre Ayton in the finals. So as you head to the draft, I have to know, are you not just coming for the league on the court? Are you coming for that 2K crown, Io?
Yeah, I mean, I watch the tournament. I watch the players. You know, I think my game is, I think I'm nice with it. That's all I can say. So I can't wait to get the opportunity to play against other NBA players. But, you know, I've been playing 2K, you know, my whole life. Like, besides I'm not in the gym
from your
or if I'm not, you know, watching film, I just play 2K. So I think I'm a little different when it comes to that.
Well, Richard is already advising you on the side to gamble with your teammates over this. So
I didn't say gamble. It's not gamble if you win.
We'll leave that till after the draft. Io, thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations on declaring. Really excited for all that's ahead for you. NBA draft, of course, on ESPN July 29th. We'll see you.
Thank you guys for having me.
Excellent. All right, guys, up next, we've got a great matchup tonight when the Blazers take on the Clippers. Which team would you put your money on in a 7-game series? Stick around to hear what the guys say. Time now on the jump for our league pass game of the night. 8 games on the slate, 2 on national TV. With a clear choice, Blazers at Clippers. This would be the 3-versus-6 playoff matchup in the West if the playoffs began today. So, Richard, who you got in a 7-game series if they played right now, since we obviously don't know when it was, like, what the health is going to be. So
that's
with these
close.
Two squads, what do you got?
Ah, it's very, very close. I want to say the Clippers, but I'm going to go with the Portland Trail Blazers. I really am. I think they got the right bucket getters around Dame and CJ. I think that they're starting to make that push to being a consistently elite team. Without the Warriors, I think the Lakers are a little beat up. So if the Blazers and Clippers were to match up, I think the Blazers go to the conference finals.
Well, you know what? I get a slight edge to the Clippers, but I believe that series would go seven games. And I just think Kawhi Leonard would have it his way. Although the Portland Trail Blazers added Norman Powell and they got deeper at the wing and guard position, they're still not elite defenders. And when I watched them play the Milwaukee Bucks, I mean, Giannis went for, 47 points in almost just three quarters. So I could see Kawhi Leonard just dominating in that series. By the way, real quick, Rachel. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching, you know, Richard and how he was interacting with Kenyon Martin and Jadakiss. And Jadakiss' face was literally on the screen like this. He didn't say one word to him about backing up. All he did was get extra friendly and say, "Oh, Jada, thanks for dissing us, man. I was just happy to be on the team that you mentioned in your song. But if it was me, it would be a problem."
I'm in New York City right now. You think I'm in New York City? You think I'm trying to up my security?
You think energy? And I was sitting up there saying, "Are you going to tell Jada to back away from the phone like you tell me?"
No, he will not.
First of all, let me say this. You think I'm trying to up my security walking around here in New York talking crazy about Jadakiss? You out of your mind. I don't care about you. I'm not afraid of you. Jadakiss and the Rough Rider Cruise, man. I'm not trying to walk up and down Canal Street and have somebody walk up to me. What'd you say to Jada? I don't want that smoke. You? Somebody say, what you say to Perk? I'll say it again. Call him, I'll say it again.
That's why you heard, Perk. You heard, yes, sir, Mr. Jadakiss. Thank you for putting a diss track about me together, Mr. Jadakiss. I really appreciate it.
Do it again.
There we go. This just in at the buzzer. Dave McMenamin confirming reports that the Lakers will sign Ben McLemore for the rest of the season. Perk, can he help the Lakers? His three-point numbers have been good, 40% or better from three the last two full seasons, as Dave points out.
Well, anything could help the Lakers right now because the way that their role players are shooting the basketball, I don't know what to expect out of them. So adding Ben, obviously a clutch client, and then playing alongside LeBron James, RJ could contest to this. When you play with greatness, you tend to elevate your game, like LeBron and J. Kidd did for you. You know how it is.
Okay, well, yes, they
don't
did
have
me elevate
time.
My game, but I will
don't
say this, he's a
Rachel,
part of the circle
the
now.
Rachel,
last year,
show,
it was Caruso, it was KCP, it was JR, is it whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day, Perk, you're the best.
Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Go
we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
You